This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 949, Grammar, Tone, and the Future Tense in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Today, we'll go way beyond what you learned in your grammar book, and we'll start to use grammar forms to convey tone, especially in the future tense. Listen in today.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Michelle, how are you doing today?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you?
Good. What are you up to on this? Today is actually a Tuesday when we're recording. What are you up to on this lovely Tuesday?
Well, I taught in the morning and then it's good because I just walk so much. So
I'm jealous.
It's almost ridiculous. No, but it's good. It's a good thing, especially on a day like today where it's so nice. So I'm happy about that. And now here I am with you. What about you?
Oh my God. It is the best. Well, the weekend was beautiful. I was happy about that. And let's see. Just doing my thing. You know what I mean? Tonight I have my burn class and nice. Getting organized for springtime. So spring cleaning, all that good stuff, you know, ready to make some moves and do new stuff this spring. So very exciting.
Good.
Yeah. Very cool. And so Michelle, I want to start off by reading our names of our awesome reviewers who reviewed us inside the iTunes store. So guys, yesterday we read the reviews from the App Store. And by the way, in the App Store, we now have 1,700 reviews and ratings.
Wow.
That is amazing. You guys are awesome. You help us so much to motivate us with your reviews. How do you feel, Michelle, when you see these reviews?
I love it. You guys are awesome. It just makes me feel so, I don't know, connected to you guys. And it's great. Connected. It's really wonderful.
Yeah, we feel that connection because, you know, we do our live events and stuff, but otherwise we don't see you guys. We don't get to know how the podcast actually impacts you. So when we read these reviews, it genuinely motivates us so much. It's so cool.
Wonderful. Awesome. Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, guys. And go over and listen to the app at allearsenglish.com/bonuses. But first, Michelle, I'm going to read out some names.
Okay.
So, all right. So thank you to Agus Valka from Argentina. Thank you to at NJ from China. Thank you to Adriana Cerqueria from Brazil. Thank you to Esperanza from Russia. DRGMLSQIF099 from Korea. thank you to Drakaris from Russia and Gia Vajore from Greece. Guys, thank you so much. If you're not listening in the app yet, you should be. But if you're an Android user, you can still review us in your podcast player. And don't forget to hit subscribe on your podcast player so you don't miss an episode. All right, cool.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, Michelle, are you ready for our summer events for our immersion program this summer?
Yes, I cannot wait. Guys, I'm going to be in New York to meet the New York people. Woohoo!
Yeah. So after we record today, Michelle, you and I are going to be sitting down and looking at our schedule for the New York event, nailing down things, right? How do we take our program into New York to bring out what makes New York amazing? Right? What do you think is the, I mean, can the core essence of New York even be described in one word? Like, how would you describe New York in one word? Oh, wow. That is a hard question.
I like to throw you some hard questions once in a while, Michelle.
Can I say...
You can say anything.
Can I say a little phrase?
Sure.
difficult, but amazing.
Yeah.
There's no like shying around that New York is like a tough place to live, but it's also amazing. So I always heard that in New York, they say your highs are never as high as you think they are, and your lows are never as low as you think you are, as you think they are. Like, it's like very extreme and, a very emotional place to be.
Ooh, yeah, brings out emotion, right? Mm-hmm, yeah, for mm-hmm. sure, for sure. It kind of heightens emotions. Whatever they are, you feel them a bit more, right? In New York. Yeah, I would say like energy or something like that. Just an immense amount of energy in that city. Almost so inspiring that when you go there, you feel like you can do anything. You know?
Right. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yep, you can get an amazing feeling in New York, for sure.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So guys, remember, we are offering this in New York this summer. So go over to allearsenglish.com/immersion and apply for the program in New York in July if you love New York and if you want to see it with local people, right? Michelle, you are a local there.
I am.
You're going to show us New York. You're going to show us your New York, and you're going to see it from an insider's perspective, guys, while you're also speaking English with native speakers. It doesn't get any better than that.
Oh, can't wait.
It does. So guys, go to allearsenglish.com/immersion. And Michelle, speaking of that, I also interviewed last night a couple of new students for the Boston Immersion event, which is happening in August. Yeah. So exciting.
That's great. Okay. Well, so will they be joining you for the Thursday night happy hour?
They will. I hope they do, because, you know, all the students are encouraged to come to the Thursday night happy hour. It's the most exciting one. It's the kickoff of the whole weekend, right? It's really exciting because we get to meet each other for the first time.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's so exciting. And what will you be doing the next day at 8 a.m.?
Well, at 8 a.m., we'll be holding a morning orientation breakfast, right? Do you remember that one last summer?
I do remember that one. Yes. Bright and early, but lots of fun.
Yeah, we'll be having introductions. We'll be doing a kind of a warm-up game, and I'm going to leave the rest as a mystery for our listeners if you guys decide to apply. So again, one more time, allearsenglish.com/immersion. But Michelle, I want to break down the conversation we just had.
Okay.
All right. So here's a question. I mean, in that case, we were kind of speaking in the future progressive. Is that right? We will be holding.
Right. That's true. We were.
Yeah, but why? That's so strange.
Well, I mean, we were talking about an itinerary, right? And we're like talking about a plan, and we're talking like, you know, about kind of a slightly more formal thing, right? It's like professional, it's planned. So I would say that's one of the reasons why we used it.
Yeah, slightly more organized, right? It's a specific plan. It's organized. It's ready. It's, you know, it's written down on a piece of paper. We know it's not spontaneous so much, right?
Right. Exactly. That's so key.
Yeah, I love this. Guys, today's episode is going to be fantastic. A really good way to get into grammar in a very nuanced way. So listen up today. But before we move on, I want to remind you guys to subscribe to the transcripts. Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. So you get your transcripts every week and you save 50% on the price. Such a good deal.
Perfect. All right. Perfect. All right.
Are you taking IELTS this year? Go and hit subscribe on the IELTS Energy Podcast. That is the starting point for learning with us to get your 7 or higher on IELTS. You can't miss this amazing set of tips, tricks, and strategies that we are teaching you over there 3 days a week at IELTS Energy Podcast. Go ahead and hit subscribe, guys, and we'll see you over there. So, Michelle, we have a really nice question from a listener. I believe this listener is from Brazil, but I don't have the listener's name. That's a bummer. Okay, well, we have a good question. No, this listener is actually from Russia. I was wrong. All right. So, Michelle, would you read the question for us?
Yes. Here we go.
Thank you.
Hi there. Big thanks for your podcast. You are doing a great job. I am listening to you every week, and I really enjoy it. Well, thank you for listening. Cool. Today, I received an email from an online store. Here is the email.
We will resend this dress with standard delivery when it comes back to us. We will also be refunding you the difference by the end of the day. Today. So I was very confused about this part. We will also be refunding. I would like to know why they use the continuous and in what cases I can use it myself. I think it is possible and common to just say, we will refund, but it would be really great if you could explain what's the difference between, and the main idea of that form. I am from Russia, so English is foreign for me. That's why I don't really understand these nuances. I have never seen constructions like this in books and learning materials. Yours, listener.
Good question from our listener here. I love it. This is another example, Michelle, of the kind of question we like, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a very good one. Yeah, so it's about grammar, but it comes from real life, right? So it can you can easily apply it to your real life.
Exactly. That's what we love. We love it. This is the way to learn, guys, right? When you're out in the world, you're interacting in English, and then you hear something and you say, that's kind of strange. I didn't learn that in my grammar book, right? You come back to us and you ask us that question. So I want to encourage you guys, if you're doing that too, if you find something strange out in the world of English, bring it to us and we'll answer your question on the show. Okay.
Perfect.
So then let's dive into it for this listener from Russia. I mean, Michelle, why would we use that future tense one more time? I mean, again, why did we do it in one part of the sentence and then not do it in the other part of the sentence?
Well, I mean, there's a good reason for it. And you don't need to stress too much about this, but it's really about tone.
Yeah.
Right? It's not really about being right or wrong. It's about tone. And when we add new grammar forms that indicate tone, we step up to that next level of connection, right?
Exactly. And we've actually talked about this a few times, Michelle, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. We have in episode 848, right? It was about future events with will be.
Yep, exactly. So that's a really good place to start, guys. You could go back to that episode and then come back to today's episode. And we talked about it one other place. What episode was that, Michelle?
An episode all the way back, 439, we talked about this from a business perspective.
Yeah, so do your background research, guys. Check out those episodes and then come back to today. But so again, let's review what the customer service person said to our listener. So the person said, we will resend, and he said, we will be refunding in the same phrase, in the same note, right? Mm. And why would we switch from saying we will resend the package and we will be refunding your money by the end of the day today?
Well, yeah, again, if you go back to those other episodes, we probably talked about how, like, why you would use will versus the ing. But in this, you know, it's hard because it's like it doesn't maybe follow the typical rule that you would think.
But
I think what Lindsay, you mentioned about tone is very interesting because I think it kind of sounds very formal. It sounds professional and polite, right? Don't you think?
I do. I think there's something here. I'm taking a bit of a leap here, but I'm just trying to like look at our language from another perspective. I think there's something here about money being really, really important. Mm. And I think that's why when he talked about the money, we will be refunding your money, he wanted to sound a little bit more professional, like a little bit. And also it has a bit of a more of a sense of guaranteeing the certainty of something. Would you agree? Because we talked in the beginning of the episode about our itinerary for Friday morning in the Boston Adventure, the New York Adventure, right, Michelle? And it's almost like it's a plan. We know we're going to do it. It's definitely going to happen. You can relax because we will be refunding your money by the end of the day today.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's like saying that it's kind of official.
Exactly. And then on the other side, the first part where he said, we will resend. I think, what did he say he was going to resend those? Is it the package?
I'd have to go check. Hold on. Let's see. We will be... Oh, okay. We will resend this dress with standard delivery when it comes back to us. We will also be refunding you the difference by the end of the day today.
Yeah, interesting. So what do you think about we will resend? Any sense of why he used just the future there? I mean, we don't need to get too analytical on this, honestly, guys,
because...
Yeah, because you can't get it wrong. That's our point today, right? This would be correct, too, if he said we'll resend the dress and we'll refund the money. That would have also been correct.
Yeah, I feel like saying we will resend the dress is maybe because they don't have the dress yet.
Yeah.
So it's like almost like they can't do it yet. It says when it comes back to us.
Yeah, so, that's good.
So maybe in that way, they're saying like in that moment, because we talk about we will, yeah, and like then like making this decision in that moment. So like,
yes,
it can't happen yet, but the we will be refunding you by the end of the day today. That they can do now.
I love that. I love that. That is such a good point, Michelle. And yeah, I think we're on the same wavelength here because I mean, I'm sure you've talked about the future tense with your students in your class lately, right? You talk about the will is a response to something else. That's a spontaneous response, right? Like if someone says, oh, can someone help me? I raise my hand and say, I'll help you. I will help you. Right.
Right. I always think of it as like, oh, I dropped the pen on the floor and they say, oh, I'll pick it up for you. Like you're not, you didn't like think of that ahead of time.
Yes, exactly. As opposed to am going to, that's more of a pre-planned thing, right?
Maybe you have a ticket for something, maybe, you know, I mean, so this is a little tricky because it's not, it doesn't necessarily follow that. I mean, they're planning to refund the dress, but something about that they don't have the dress.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes me think that there's a something that could be part of the decision.
Yeah, exactly. But so for today, we'll just focus on the second part, right? We will be refunding, right? So, so, I mean, that's the important takeaway for today. I mean, the bottom line, guys, is that, you know, you don't have to put this in the future progressive. You could have said we will refund you by the end of the day, but we're just shedding light on why they may have chosen that, right? We're talking about, it sounds professional. It sounds like you're guaranteeing it a bit more. It's pre-planned. Okay. Right. That's why we're saying we will be refunding the money. Okay, cool.
This is a great question.
Such a good question. I mean, is there a takeaway from today, something our listeners can come away with and apply?
I think there is, Lindsay. Would you like me to tell you?
I would love to hear the takeaway today. Michelle, okay. What do you think it is?
Well, okay. You know, you guys, our listeners, you're beyond the point of basic grammar to show tense, right? But now we're really getting into the nuances, like the subtle grammar and choices to convey just like slight tones or ideas or motivations or feelings, right? So by implementing uses of grammar like this into your English, you could really get to the next level of connection, right? But what piece of advice do we have for our listeners, Lindsay?
Yeah. So I would just say, we would say, take it slow. You know, I mean, take it slow. It's not like you're going to listen today and then you're going to go out and immediately know how to use this every time. Just now you're aware of this. So start listening for it. Go back to our other episodes that we mentioned. And you don't have to learn this all at once, guys. It's just a slow, gradual kind of shifting your language in the right direction.
Fantastic. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, this is where English starts to get interesting, guys. So we are excited to be your guide as you move up to that level of connection, you know, that fluent level of connection here. This is where things get interesting. I don't think the beginner level is all that interesting because we're just learning those basic grammar tenses. You guys know that stuff. Now let's make it fun. All right,
cool. Right. Very cool. Very cool.
All right. Awesome, Michelle. We are out of here for today. Thanks for hanging out.
All right. Thanks, Lindsay. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.